is a great state fair. Don't miss it, don't even delay.
It's a tradition that predates our state by 4 years. The Colorado State Fair began in 1872, and it's back August 22nd with a new general manager. Andrea Wiesenmeyer must balance tradition with economic realities and aging buildings. She met KRCC's Shauna Lewis at the fairgrounds in Pueblo.
What are the challenges that you think you're going to need to have to address pretty quickly?
Fairs across the nation, not just here, one of the challenges always is going to be cost. Rising cost of artists, rising cost of food for our vendors. The costs just continue to go up and up and up. As we look at construction repairs, growth here on grounds, cost is definitely going to be a challenge. Marketing dollars, you know, where our marketing dollars are going, how we're marketing, and those competing dollars for all of the events that people can do around here is something else that we continue to take a look at and is always on our radar.
There's been a master plan in the works for a while here to update things here at the fairgrounds and make some changes. It's been underway for a while. How's it going?
Yeah, you know, we had some really early wins. That master plan, interestingly enough, is part of the reason I'm here, because they did have a great plan forward to continue to not only preserve traditions and legacies of the fair, but also look at that next generation and how we were going to sustain that. So part of those early wins, you know, you've seen Gate 5, you've seen the plaza. We continue to do some infrastructure things that you're not seeing, and improving buildings around the fairgrounds that are staying. And then obviously right now we're really working towards a capital campaign phase, so that we are able to take a hard look at some of our barns and some of our needs over in the livestock area. But not only with livestock and figuring out how to make a building that is definitely fair-centered and livestock-centered during those 11 days, but something that can be used for the community year-round.
The big livestock building, is that what we're talking about?
There's the swine and sheep barns. They have some ADA, some accessibility issues. They need a ton of upgrades.
You mentioned some things that you can't see, like what kinds of stuff is that that's been going on?
You can see some of the asphalt, but we've done some asphalting. We've done some upgrades to some of our 4-H buildings. Additionally, we have been working on the Ag Palace and air conditioning, roofing, some of those sorts of things that are a little bit creature comfort. You're not necessarily going to notice them, but hopefully you're going to feel them, and it's just going to make you a little more comfortable while you're on grounds.
What about attendance numbers? Do you think that the fair can continue to grow?
You know, interestingly enough, attendance numbers for me are a tough measurement because weather, right? So we are always battling, is it hot? Is it rainy? Is it windy? Weather is something we can't control. And those attendance numbers are definitely driven sometimes by those weather issues. So I don't know that they're a great measurement. I think definitely the attendance numbers, we're not going to see them go down. You know, you're going to see them fluctuate in that range of that 490 to 510, depending on what weather is. But I think there's better ways that we can measure our success here at the fair.
What kinds of ways would you measure success if you don't use attendance?
Yeah. So, you know, we want to look at time on grounds, the amount of time that people spend on grounds. We want to look at, you know, did they have an enjoyable time? Did they spend money with us? You know, what was their spend while they were here? Obviously, when we increase their time on grounds, they're probably going to have an extra lemonade or something like that. We're, you know, community involvement, some of those sorts of things are definitely going to be our measures.
Often, my understanding is that fairs here and around the country are often subsidized to some degree by the state. You're hoping that maybe to move away from that.
We don't want to depend on state dollars. We don't want to depend on federal dollars. Obviously, those are all fickle. And so we really want to make sure that we're doing the best and not depending on those external funds and taxing our fairgoers twice by depending on state funds as well as then having them pay. Reality is that we're not there. And we are supported by the state, and we're very grateful for that. As many fairs, both county and state fairs around the country, are supported by their local governments. So we also have really, really great support from our city and county. And those things help us be able to do bigger things and better things here at the fair. And that's part of the goal too, is, you know, not only if we're using those funds, what are we using them for, but to make sure that we're being able to pass what we're using those funds on for as a value to our fairgoers, and making sure we're able to bring in things that are unique and fun for them.
There have been efforts over the years to move the fair to Denver. What's your position on that?
You know, my position on that, and I've only been here 9 months, so you're going to get kind of the scope and belief of what I believe of fairs. And for me, fairs, part of a fair is tradition, and not only the tradition of you coming, but the tradition of maybe your parents took you and their parents took them. And when you take something out of the place that it's been for 150 years and you put it someplace new, you're losing a whole piece of what matters for people in fairs. You know, and again, that's sometimes fairs have to move. It's not always that, but there's so many fairs that that tradition and that spot on grounds, that special space, that special building that, and we want to preserve those history and those traditions. So for me, Pueblo is always going to be the home of the State Fair.
With some of these historic buildings, trying to maintain the actual building itself, is that cost effective?
It's really not, unfortunately. And, you know, there's buildings built here in the 30s and 40s that were built in a way that it's not, as we look at standards of today, they're just not able to cost effectively maintain or create avenues and easy accessibility for animals, for people. And so when we look at what that footprint looks like in the future, we really look at a building that we'd be able to be used not only for those 11 days or those 11 days plus county fair, but be able to be used year-round space that really is going to serve the community well and have some, you know, some air conditioning and some heating and maybe some classroom space. It's still all a little bit in dream phase and discussion phase, but, you know, taking those buildings and molding them, that footprint, into something that still does preserve that history of where they were, but also makes it a facility that's able to really be utilized. You know, unfortunately, with a lot of historic structures and structures of that age, it's more cost effective to take that building down and put something new in its footprint than it is to try to or figure out how we can make the footprint accessible and available and usable in that space for fairgoers.
What are you most excited about for this year's fair?
I've got that question a lot, and that's really hard for me to anticipate what I'm most excited about. Really, in part, opening the gates that first day and having people come in and, you know, hosting my first fair here, you know, having that kid eat his first corn dog or see the carnival lights for the first time or maybe go through the petting farm and get to interact with those animals. Really, really excited about just getting the gates open. We're not counting, but we're counting down days.
Andrea Wiesenmeyer is the Colorado State Fair's new general manager. She spoke with KRCC's Shauna Lewis. The State Fair starts August 22nd and runs through Labor Day.